It's the Renaissance Festival Podcast. First song was Men of Harlech, performed by Shillelagh Law from Songs from the Bridge. Welcome to the Renaissance Festival Music Podcast. This is show number 307, a little bit new and a little bit old. We've got some new music from old bands and from some new ones that first time they're appearing on the podcast, as well as a few old favorites today. I'm your host, Chuck Burke. I'll be with you through the whole show. Our next song coming up is Johnny Jump Up, performed by Queen's Gambit from Songs of Scarlet. And you can find out more about Queen's Gambit on Facebook.
Come and listen, I'll tell you what happened to me. One day as I walked down the court on the lee, the sun it was hot and the day it was warm. Says I, a quick pint wouldn't do me no harm. So I went in and asked for a bottle of stout. Says the barman, I'm sorry, the beer's all sold out. Try whiskey, try paddy, 10 years in the wood. Says I, I'll try cider, I've heard that it's good. Ah, but never, never, never again. If I live to be 100 or 110, I fell to the ground and I could not get up. After drinking a quart of that Johnny Jump Up, after downing my fur, I went out to the yard. Well, I bumped into Brody, the big civic guard. Come here to me, boy, don't you know I'm the law? Go up with me fist and I shattered his jaw. And he fell to the ground, his knees doubled up. What it was higher than hit him was a Johnny Jump Up. Next thing I remember, down in Coughlin the Lee was a cripple on crutches and says it to me, I'm a beard for me like I'd be hit by a car. Won't you help me across to the highwayman's bar? After drinking a quart of that cider so sweet, he threw down his crutches and danced on his feet. Ah, but never, never, never again. If I live to be 100 or 110, I fell to the ground and I could not get up. After drinking a quart of that Johnny Jump Up. Oh, I went down to Lee Road, friend for the sea. You know they call it the madhouse in Cork-on-the-Lee. And when I got there, sure, the truth I will tell, they had this poor bugger locked up in a cell. Says the guard, testing him, say these words if you can. Around the ragged rock, the ragged rascal ran. Ah, oh, tell him I'm not crazy, tell him I'm not mad. It was only a sip of that cider I had. Ah, oh, but never, never, never again. If I live to be 100 or 110, I fell to the ground and I could not get up. After drinking a quart of that Johnny Jump Up. A man died in the mines by the name of McNabb. You know they washed him and they laid him outside on the slab. And after the coroner his measurements to take, well, his wife took him home for a bloody fine wake. It was about 12 o'clock and the beer was high when the corpse gets up and he says with a sigh, I can't get to heaven, they won't let me up until I bring him a quart of that Johnny Jump Up. Oh, but never, never, never again. If I live to be 100 or 110, I fell to the ground and I could not get up. After drinking a quart of that Johnny Jump Up. No, they never, never,
Never again if I live to be 100 or 110. I fell to the ground and I could not get up after drinking a quart of that Johnny Jump-Up.
Fugly here. While I do like a good chuckle, let me set the kidding aside for a moment. I've been asked to tell you that the Louisiana Renaissance Festival is a sponsor of the Renaissance Festival Music Podcast. Like many Renaissance fairs, the Louisiana Renaissance Festival not only brings these ideals to life, it brings them to you, their patrons. It's a living, interactive theater that encourages you to play along by simultaneously being a classroom and an entertainment medium. These are the very goals on which the status of sponsor rests. Plus, as an added bonus, they offer all sorts of unique shopping opportunities right before the Yuletide holidays. You can show your support in many ways. One, of course, is to visit the Louisiana Renaissance Festival. If you live far away, make a pilgrimage. If you're local, even better. If you like the music and the goals I have described here, you will be amazed. It's an incredible experience. The arts of the past and present will only survive into the future if we actively carry them there by supporting them in the here and now. So from those of us out here in the lanes, thank you for your continued patronage and support.
The Lass of Petey's Mill, performed by Julia Lineford and Fred Gosby from Looking Home. We've been saddened recently by the news that Jed Marum passed away. He was a performer that we heard occasionally on the show. He performed in some shows around the Texas and Oklahoma area. We will be having a tribute show to him coming up on our next show. Coming up after that, we'll have our anniversary show coming up June 15th. In mid-July, we'll have an archive special hosted by Bob Brinkman. And coming up in September, you'll hear our Pirate Show special, which will include the International Pirate Awards results. If you go over to our Facebook page, you can keep up to date on what's going on around the Renaissance Festival circuit. We recently had an article posted there by Willie Shakespeare, also known as Shakespeare Approves, on a note that he received from a fan after one of his performances. We had a post from the Crimson Pirates with one of their new promotional videos that's coming out. And we had an article detailing how the average American worker now takes less vacation time than a medieval peasant. I'm not so sure if that's true, but it's worth looking into. Be sure to check the page frequently for the latest in Renaissance Festival news. Coming up next is The Maid Behind the Bar, performed by Vince Conaway from Reprise. Find out more about him at vinceconaway.com.
Marvel should use the Hulk for advertisement. He is essentially a giant banner, after all. And now back to somewhere else in the castle.
Last night, as I lay dreaming, a pleasant day's gone by. Me mind bent, bent on rolling to Ireland I did fly. I stepped on board.
Bye.
You just heard Spancel Hill performed by The Angel Share from A Wee Dram. We want to send a special shout-out to the following patrons who are helping to support the show. Craig Wallerstein, Stephen Thompson, Bell Book and Canto, Mary Kathleen Heidenberg, and Victoria. If you have an interest in the more adult-oriented shows from the Renaissance Circuit, head on over to www.renbody.com or check on iTunes or Google Play for our Renaissance Festival Body Podcast. Next up is Wagon Wheel, performed by Three Pints Gone from Live at the Shamrock Club. You can find out more information about them at facebook.com/threepintsgone.
Heading down south to the land of the pines, I'm thumbing my way into North Carolina. Staring up the road, praying to God to see headlights. Well, I made it down the coast in 17 hours. I picked me a bouquet of dogwood flowers, hoping for Raleigh I can see my baby tonight. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, hey, mama, rock me. Oh, rock me, mama, like the wind in the rain. Rock me, mama, like the southbound train. Hey, hey, mama, rock me. Running from the cold out of New England, I was born to be a fiddler in an old-time string band. My baby plays the guitar, I play the banjo now. Them North Country winners keep getting me now. Lost my money playing poker, so I had to leave town. But I ain't going back to live that old life no more. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, hey, mama, rock me. Oh, rock me, mama, like the wind in the rain. Rock me, mama, like the southbound train. Hey, hey, mama, rock me.
Walking due south, out of Roanoke, I caught a trucker out of Philly, and that's long toke. But he's in west, the Cumberland Gap, to Johnson City, Tennessee. Well, I gotta keep a move on before the sun. I hear my baby call my name, and I know that she's the only one. If I die in Raleigh, at least I will die free. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. Oh, rock me, mama, like the wind in the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, mama, rock me. Oh, rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. Hey, hey, mama, rock me. Oh, rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, 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 mama, rock me. Oh, rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, 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 mama, rock me. I said, hey, 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 mama, rock me.
One more time. I said,
hey, 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 mama, rock me.
Thank you very much. You guys have been fantastic. You know, hopefully we'll see some of you come out and join us tomorrow morning at McBob's. If you've never eaten at McBob's for breakfast, they have great breakfast.
Fugley here, and I'm in Tom Bombadil's meadery speaking with Jim at the Canterbury Fair in northern Texas. And he's going to tell us about what they do here and why they do it.
Yeah, basically, I've been a beekeeper for 45 years, and I like a drier wine. So I started making, since I had the bees, I started making my own mead. And I make a dry, strong mead because honey is the only thing you can directly ferment to 22% alcohol. I run it about 14% and find people tend to like it real well. And we also have a semi-sweet version of it, and we, of course, sell honey from our own bees and jams and pickles and even swords and kilts and everything else out there because we're all about the Celtic end of it.
And what is the primary source of your honey?
Mine is actually mesquite is the number one honey plant in Texas, and people often don't realize that, but we actually refer to mesquite as Texas clover a lot of times in the beekeeping world. And I actually learned from an old-time beekeeper who had been keeping bees for his family for four generations, so it's just something to pass down. My great-granddad and his brother were beekeepers up in Arkansas, and both of them died at 102 and 101, so I figured beekeeping's a good thing to do.
We will give mead that credit, and thank you for sharing with us.
You're welcome.
Tried and he tried to put him to the test. He sent him with a knight who was going on a quest. But the Celt came back the very next day. Yes, the Celt came back. They thought he was a goner, but the Celt came back. He just wouldn't stay away, away, away. On sight, so he loaded up his cannon with powder to the sight. He waited and he waited for that bard to come around. Itty bitty pieces of the castle's all they found. And the Celt came back the very next day. Yes, the Celt came back. They thought he was a goner, but the Celt came back. He just wouldn't stay away, 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 hey. High in a balloon, he asked him for to take him to the man up in the moon. The balloon came down about 90 leagues away. Where that wizard is now, well, I cannot say. But the Celt came back the very next day. Yes, the Celt came back. They thought he was a goner, but the Celt came back. He just wouldn't stay away, 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 hey. With a 10-shilling note, take him to the lake, take him out on a boat. They tied a rock around his neck, it must have weighed 10 stone. Now they drank the shoreline because the boat came back alone. And the Celt came back the very next day. Yes, the Celt came back. They thought he was a goner, but the Celt came back. He just wouldn't stay away, away, away. Across the sea, he locked him in a trunk and threw away the key. A storm came up, it swept the ship away. If anyone survived, we can only pray. And the Celt came back the very next day. Yes, the Celt came back. They thought he was a goner, but the Celt came back. He just wouldn't stay away, away, away. A pill. He said, beat him soundly, I want to hear him yell. The knight put on his armor and sharpened up his sword, but nobody has since heard from that knightly lord. But the Celt came back the very next day. Yes, the Celt came back. They thought he was a goner, but the Celt came back. He just wouldn't stay away, 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 hey. Well, he tied him up with rope and threw him in a bog. He called out all the huntsmen who brought along their dogs. They chased him all night long until the night turned into day. But nobody was left who had survived the awful fray. Still the Celt came back the very next day. Yes, the Celt came back. They thought he was a goner, but the Celt came back. He just wouldn't stay away, away, away. Well, Greek fire fell just the other day, lightning from the skies in a similar way. Egypt, Greece, Samaria, Rome all have gone away. The entire ancient world is lying in decay. But the Celts came back the very next day. The Celts came back. They thought that they were goners, but the Celts came back. They just wouldn't stay away.
You just heard The Celt Came Back, performed by Foogly and Tammy from Sounds of the Village of Carlisle. You can find out more information about them at povera.com. What do you do while listening to the Renaissance Festival podcast? Let us know. Leave us a message at 478-227-8537. That's 478-CASTLES. You can also send us a text message at that same number. Or you can send us a message through our Facebook page, or email us at renfestpodcast@gmail.com. Next up is Drink Boys Drink, performed by Gibbon the Troubadour from Ode of the Troubadour.
The salt sea's calling you home again. For the salt sea's calling you home. And now our captain's old, out 20 pounds tomorrow. Drink, boys, drink. For to breast those lazy bastards on the shore. Oh, drink, boys, drink. Ooh, now we only one night and we're heading out of port. Oh, drink, boys, drink. Needing 5 hearty men that'll make our loving lot. Oh, drink, boys, drink. Now we've only one more stop we left to pull. Out across me cavern, boys, we'll have us full. And drink, boys, drink. For the salt sea's calling you home again. For the salt sea's calling you home. And it's drink, boys, drink. For the full moon's rolling hearty o'er the plains. And drink, boys, drink. When the bloody skies settle in low, me boys, and the bloody skies settle in low. So it's a long haul southward bound around the horn. For the Madagascar waters will be pouring. Drink, boys, drink. For the salt sea's calling you home again. For the salt sea's calling you home. Drink, boys.
So, how would you like to get more music, no ads, and a special gift from the Renaissance Festival podcast? It's easy to do, just become a podcast Patreon. What is a Patreon? Patreons are folks just like you who financially support the podcast. The people producing this show are volunteers, but there are costs involved in producing two shows a month. We have to pay for web hosting, file storage, bandwidth, and other services. By contributing as little as a dollar for each show, you will be helping this podcast continue. How do you become a Patreon? It's simple. You can find the link in the show notes, or you can go directly to patreon.com/renfestpodcast. That is Patreon spelled patreon.com. The benefits include receiving the podcast 5 days earlier than our general audience, with 4 extra songs and no ads. The benefits include receiving the podcast 5 days earlier than our general audience, with 4 extra songs and no ads, free CDs from the Renaissance Festival Music Podcast Library, and even the chance to take part in producing the podcast. All this, plus you will have the satisfaction of helping the Minions to continue playing the music that you enjoy. So go on, take a look, and join the folks who are helping this podcast continue into its 14th year. And thank you for listening.
It's that time of year again. Nominations for the 2018 Renaissance Festival Awards are now being accepted. Go on over to renaissancefestivalmusic.com/awards for more information. And once you're there, if you click on the menu, you'll find the link to Nominate Now. That will take you directly to the nomination form. Go nominate your favorite acts, your favorite fairs, and make sure you put entries in the other categories we have there as well. Nominations are being accepted now through November 15th. The actual voting will take place through the month of December, and the winners will be announced on our awards show in February. So, go ahead, vote early, but only vote once. Thank you. That was Grandpa's Waltz, performed by Nightingale from First Flight. I mentioned during the last break that we received news of a Renaissance Festival performer passing away. Sadly, we often don't hear about these things until long after they've happened. You can help out with this. If you have any news about Renaissance Festival performers or about festivals themselves, let us know. Send us a message to our Facebook page, email us at renfestpodcast@gmail.com. or give us a call at 478-CASTLES. We do our best to try to keep up to date with what's going on around the Renaissance Festival circuit, but any help that you can offer us is going to be greatly appreciated. Coming up next is The Smuggler's Song, performed by the Bilge Pumps from Songs of Scarlet. Look for information about them at bilgepumps.com.
If you wake at midnight and hear a horse's feet, don't go drawing back the blinds nor looking in the street. Them that ask no questions isn't told a lie. Now watch the wall, my darling, while the gentlemen go by. 25 ponies trotting through the dark. Brandy for the parson and baccy for the clerk. Laces for the lady and letters for the spy. Now watch the wall, my darling, while the gentlemen go by. Running through the woodlands, if you chance to find little barrels roped and tied up full of brandy wine. Well, don't you shout to come and look, nor use them for your pay. Just push the brushwood back again and they'll be gone next day. If you see a stable door setting open wide, and if you see a tired horse lying down inside, and if your mother mends a coat what's cut about and torn, and if the lining's wet and warm, well, don't you ask no more. 25 ponies trotting through the dark. Brandy for the parson and baccy for the clerk. Laces for a lady and letters for the spy. And watch the wall, my darling, while the gentlemen go by. If you see the king's men dressed in blue and red, well, you be mindful what you say and mindful what is said. And if they call you pretty maid and chuck you neath your chin, well, don't you tell where no one is, nor yet where no one's been. Knocks and footsteps round the house, whistles after dark. You've no call for running out until the house dogs bark. For trusty's here and Finch is here, and see how dumb they lie. They don't fret to follow when the gentlemen go by. 25 ponies trotting through the dark. Brandy for the parson and baccy for the clerk. Laces for a lady and letters for the spy. And watch the wall, my darling, while the gentlemen go by. If you do as you've been told, likely there's a chance that you'll be given a dainty doll that's all the way from France. With a cap of alliances and a velvet hood, a present from the gentleman no longer being good. 25 ponies trotting through the dark, brandy for the parson and baccy for the clerk. Then that asks no questions isn't told a lie.
Step back in time and stroll through the enchanted forest at the Mid-Michigan Renaissance Festival. Share in the merriment of live performances by fire spinners, comedic sword fighters, and more. Refresh yourself with live music and things to eat and drink in the food court. Chat with our forest residents and shop at many unique merchant tents. The Mid-Michigan Renaissance Festival is located between Frankenmuth and Vassar. Open from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., rain or shine, Saturdays and Sundays, June 9th to July 1st.
All aboard!
Winches and rogues, some dress like nobles and some dress like hoes. Maybe it's not too late to see them all gathering at the front gate. My mind's eye is should not wear bikinis that are made of chain. You should not wear bikinis that are made of chain.
I see a I've watched all the Jedi hang with Doctor Who. One ring to rule and control. Hobbits and wizards, Rennies all in the row.
You're wearing gears and goggles. This is my response. Steampunk wasn't around in the Renaissance. Steampunk wasn't around in the Renaissance.
That is not going to apply at a Renaissance fair.
Oh, you want to see Renaissance? Watch me bite the f***ing head off this f***ing dragon! Sun's beating down now, a cloud of death flows. Everything's black. I just cannot bear going 10 months without a repair.
My lungs are not healing. I don't even care. Pneumonia's the price you pay when you come to fair. Pneumonia's the price you pay when you come to fair.
That was A Day of Wrong, performed by the Village Idiots from Guardians of the Ren Fair. Their website is rennyidiots.com. This is a song that brings up a point that I hear a lot about. I'm hearing more complaints from people about the fact that you're seeing fans of different genres at the Renaissance festivals. Doctor Who fans, fairies and elves, science fiction. This may not fit in the original spirit of the Renaissance festivals, but these are folks who are coming out to enjoy the fairs the same as the rest of us. They're supporting the fairs, and many of the fairs are taking the time and effort to give them an opportunity to fit in as well. It's always good to expand our audience, to get more people out to the fairs, and rather than making fun of them or shunning them, we should reach out and welcome them into the family. In that same spirit, this is Where is the Renaissance, performed by Pirate Comedy Show from the Pirate Comedy Show album. You can find out more about them at piratecomedyshow.com.
Good day, my lord, and welcome to Grand Scale Renaissance Festival and Fantasy Fair.
Why does your castle have a car dealership logo on it?
They're this year's joust sponsor.
I see the connection. Anything else I should notice?
Oh, you have to catch the singing pirates at 12, the dancing pirates at 2, and the pirates that prance at 5.
If I have to. Where is the Renaissance in the festival? Diet, cola, light, beer, it makes no sense at all. Did I pay $13 to walk around a mall? Where is the Renaissance in the festival? I really like the clothing, I think it's mighty fine. I'm not a costume critic, machine stitches I don't mind. But I am fairly certain t-shirts weren't around back then. There's lots of logo merchandise for you to buy your friends. Friends, friends, friendly friends, friends, friends. Where is the Renaissance in the festival? Diet Cola Light beer, it makes no sense at all. Did I pay $14 to walk around a mall? Where is the Renaissance in the festival? Vol, vol, fiddly, vol, vol, vol. I hear some music playing at the stage down by the log. They played a Wild Rover and they played All For Me Grog. The only thing they didn't play was Zeppelin or Zamphir. Cause none of it is period, and no one seems to care, 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 kiddly care, care, care. Where is the Renaissance in the festival? Diet Cola Light beer, it makes no sense at all. Did I pay $15 to walk around a mall? Where is the Renaissance in the festival? Vol, vol, fiddly, vol, vol, vol. I see a Scotsman in a kilt standing over there. The women all go crazy when it swishes in the air. But his wee kilt it came to be in 1720. But gals don't care when he lies down to sleep under a tree. Ring ding, diddly diddly idio. Where is the Renaissance in the festival? Diet Cola Light beer, it makes no sense at all. Did I pay $16 to walk around a mall? Where is the Renaissance in the festival? The pirates all performing plays upon the pirate stage. There's pirates this and pirates that, today they're all the rage. You see a pirate everywhere, it makes me lose my mind. They might as well be stormtroopers, they're from a different time. Time, time, tiddly time, time, time. Where is the Renaissance in the festival? Diet Cola Light beer, it makes no sense at all. Did I pay $17 to walk around a mall? Where is the Renaissance in the festival? Vol, vol, fiddly, vol, vol.
See that? He's got a turkey leg in his hand.
So what?
They didn't have turkeys in Europe until the Spaniards brought them over, and they didn't make it to England until 1524.
How did you know that?
I looked it up on the internet.
Oh, that's very period. And speaking of period, I'll have you know, piracy has been around for thousands of years.
Pirates have?
Yes, they were called privateers back then.
Did they wear the stripy socks and have the buckles on the shoes?
Well, no, they didn't dress like that yet, but they were still pirates.
So even though they didn't look the same, they were called the same thing, so they're okay at a festival.
Pirates were around during the Renaissance, yes.
So I could come as a highway patrolman since they had sheriffs there too, right?
Well, you have to have security.
Look, is there anyone here that I can talk to that actually knows something?
Right now, the patrons of the podcast are listening to Close Your Eyes, performed by Three Pints Gone, from It's About Bloody Time. The First World Blues, performed by the Dr. Reverend Mr. Cheeks, from Storied Time. The Wild Rover Blues, performed by the Crossroads, from the obligatory self-titled debut. The Blues, performed by C. Wayne Owen, from I Can't Afford Therapy. The Barbara Allen Blues, performed by Tanya Opland, from Tanya Opland. The Breakfast Blues, performed by Craig of Farrington, from A Rhyme for Orange. The Clementine Blues, performed by Mark Gunn, from Happy Songs of Death. And The Gallow Glass from Callantir, performed by Shillelagh Law, from Songs from the Bridge. If you'd like to hear these extra songs with each podcast, look into becoming a patron of the podcast. You can help support the show, and you get some bonuses, and you get to skip the ads in the show as well.
Come er, go ye before, come er, go ye. If you will not go before, come er, let me. Ring a ring a widdershins, a link and lively widdershins. Come er, car and crone and queen, round go ye. Come er, go ye before, come er, go ye. If you will not go before, come er, let me. Ring a widdershins, a loop and lively widdershins. Kilted coats and fleeing hair, three times three. Come er, go ye before, come er, go ye. If you will not go before, come er, let me. Ring a
Wittershins, a worm and scurrying Wittershins, they'll deck the hindmost, whate'er she be. Kummer go ye before, kummer go ye. If you will I go before, kummer let me. Ring a ring a Wittershins, a link and lively Wittershins, Kummer carling, crowning queen, round go we. Kummer go ye before, kummer go ye. If you will I go before, kummer let me. Ring-a-ring-a, Wittershins, a whoop and lively Wittershins, kilted coats and flame hair, three times three. Kummer go ye before, kummer go ye. If you will not go before, kummer let me. Ring-a-ring-a, Wittershins, a whirl and skirl and Wittershins, they'll tech the hindmost, whate'er she be. Kummer go ye before, kummer go ye. If you will not go before, kummer let me. Ring a Wittershins, a link and lively Wittershins. Kummer carling, crone and queen, round go we. Kummer go ye before, kummer go ye. If you will not go before, kummer let me. Ring a Wittershins, a loop and lively Wittershins, kilted coats and thin hair, three times three. Kummer go ye before, kummer go ye. If you will not go before, kummer let me. Ring a Wittershins, a whirl and skirl and Wittershins, del tech the hindmost, whate'er she be.
That last song was A Witch Is Real, performed by Far From Home from Why Not. Look for them on Facebook. They go under the name Far From Home and Friends. This brings us to the end of our show. I'd like to thank you for listening. As always, it's our pleasure to bring this music to you. But even more so, what we'd like to see is more people getting out and supporting the acts in their live performances and the festivals themselves. Now that the fair season is in full swing, get on out to the shows and support the performers in person. You'll enjoy it, and they'll enjoy having you there as well. Our last song today is The Pub Song for Those Who Can't Drink, performed by Melody Baird from My Thing Is My Own. Look for information about her at cdbaby.com/artist/Melody Baird. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you in the lanes.
When the day's almost over, and what do? When your chores are all done, it's head for the alehouse in fair or foul weather, but only if you are at least 21. When you can't have a rum or a whiskey or cider, then this is the pub song for those who can't drink. Well, what do you do when you're there at the alehouse and all of the singing and laughter is there? We'll head for the side door and hope they don't catch us, but we still can't have beer 'cause the grown-ups won't share. When you can't have a rum or a whiskey or cider, then this is the pub song for those who can't drink. Well, what do? When the evening is over and you can't break away from the music and drums, we'll join one more chorus then head for the door, 'cause we've got to get home before they tell our mums. When you can't have a rum or a whiskey or cider, then this is the pub song for those who can't drink. When you can't have a rum or a whiskey or cider, then this is the pub song for those who can't drink.
The Renaissance Festival Podcast is brought to you by the fans and performers and the podcast minions. If you enjoy the music you heard, visit renaissancefestivalmusic.com and find out more about the artists who make the music happen. Share your support, buy their music, and tell your friends about the great music you found here. We will see you at the fair. Sláinte. ¶¶
The fear is over. The sun begins to set. The cast gathers to feast among the clovers. Friends hug. Enemies hug too. Another year for us to take animosity and shrug. The drums still linger. The story is set. Music overwhelms a sad ballad singer. It passed too quick. What happened to time when musicians would gather to play a few licks? Hold me a moment. Don't say a word. Let me inhale so I can smell the magic that's floating. Another year passes. I think I must have blinked. There's too much I missed and not enough lasses.